You're listening to Drive On Live. With Jason Wilder.
And here on Live 89.5, it's time to talk about a super cool event, which actually I got to take part in last year, and it's the Hospitality Golf Challenge. And we're talking with the organiser, Mark Cameron. Mark, how are you doing?
Not bad, Jason. Thanks very much for your call.
You're more than welcome. Well, I've got to say thanks very much for putting on this event again, because it was incredible last year. Now, for anyone who hasn't been yet or doesn't know about it, I mean, I've been bigging it up for quite a while. I want to make sure it's a well-attended event. Could you give us a little description, Mark, of what it's about?
Yeah, it's an event for the hospitality and industry in Phuket and surrounding areas. And it's aimed at like the general managers, the chefs, assistants, all that type of people, and also the service companies that supply these venues. And also, of course, there's the bars that are very popular, and the guys from Taipan playing it every year as well. So, yeah, it's a big event which brings together all the tourism and hospitality individuals on the island.
Yeah, so this is it. It's kind of like a good friendly competition, because there's loads of camaraderie and it's got a nice edge to it, because obviously different hotels, as you said, and resorts want to vie against each other for the top places. But it is all a lot of it is about communication, networking, and a lot of fun. Now, let's talk about the format, Mark, for anyone who doesn't know and hasn't been to it. What's the format for the day on the 3rd of April?
Yeah, it's a Texas team scramble. So basically it's for individuals, whether male or female, come together and form a team, and then all the handicaps are added together and divided by 10 to give them a team handicap, and then they all go out and they play the best shots on the each hole that they play, and then they write down their scores, and hopefully they'll have a nice score at the end, and they can get their name on the big trophy that's left at the Laguna Golf Clubhouse.
Yeah, which is the venue where it's going to be. It is actually at the golf course, the Laguna Golf Phuket, which is a fabulous course. Really enjoyed it last year. And I've got to say, Mark, it was the first time I'd ever played on that format as well. I'd heard about it, but I've never really played it. And it's so much fun, because you can relax, can't you? You can actually really go for some shots.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it, is that you don't feel that pressure that's normally added on a golf event where everyone's kind of watching what you're doing and making sure that you're trying to get down in par or just a better than par. The good thing is, if you have a duff shot, then you've got three other players that can maybe get a better shot, and then you just continue your round, and you can relax and have a cold beverage and some lovely food that all of the sponsors put on round the holes.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute, Mark. I'm just going to say, because that is the thing. It's like it encourages teamwork, of course, because you're working as teams. And that's quite nice, because you could also see it as a bit of, you know, not only networking and sort of having a good laugh, but you can also see it as a bit of team building for some of the resorts and hotels out there to get their golfers together and really get them on interacting with each other.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could have the general manager playing with the food and beverage manager and the chef and maybe a waiter coming together, and the good thing is the Marriott could be up against the Pullman, or the Pullman could be up against the Hilton, or whatever, you know. It's a great, and these guys all vie for all the customers that come to the island. They're all vying for these, so there's always a bit of competition there, and so to bring them all together in a golf day is a great thing. And as you said, yeah, a team from a hotel or a restaurant or a bar forming that team and working together to get the best score, and then hopefully they get their name on the trophies.
And also the nice format of being it's Stableford, isn't it, where you kind of like you get the points for each hole.
Yeah, well, the Texas team scramble, so if you get down, if it's a par four and you're there for three on the green, and then you're putting for par, and of course you have a handicap. So maybe you get a stroke off of that, and maybe you get a birdie at the end of it. So yeah, it's not so much a Stableford as it's the most a team scramble.
Ah, okay. So this is slightly different. Now we're talking about as well. Is people still available to get in there, Mark? I mean, now we're talking. We'll play this again before the event. We're talking now on the 18th of March before event. Is there still teams? You can still accept some more teams.
Yes, definitely. We've got about 80 at the moment. not 80 teams, but 80 players. So, yeah, there's still some room for a few more.
Excellent. Okay, so anyone listening, get in touch with you from either your website, which is asean-events.com, yeah, or straight to your email, which I believe is mark@asean-events.com.
Yes,
brilliant.
That's right.
Okay, cool. Now, that's one of the things. Golf's the big thing, of course, but there is the secondary to that, and probably on a par, I think, is the sponsors, all the local sponsors coming together to make the event. Now, what's their involvement in it, Mark?
So, yeah, a lot of the sponsors, they'll sponsor a hole and they'll bring and they'll showcase their food and their beverages and make sure all the golfers enjoy the hole that they're sponsoring. And all 18 holes are sponsored, so there's some fabulous food on display and from various outlets, too many to name at the moment. And I don't have the list in front of me, so that's why I can't see it.
and also the beverages, which we can't really go too much into, which is kind of, without going too much into it, is kind of one of the big deals of the day. It gets everyone going. It sort of like nicely sort of relaxes the atmosphere. And it was a real fun day, Mark. It was like, I really enjoyed it. So I've got to say, anyone out there who's listening, who loves golf and loves to have a good time, whether it be serious golf or just having a laugh, you get your buggy, you get a shirt as well for your price, and also all the food and beverage, which is covered. Now, if people do want to get it, how much is it again, Mark, just so that people know?
A team is 18,000 baht, so divide that by four, it's about 4,500 each. So it's good value for money.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. It is a great day. I do believe, if my mind serves me correct, was it the Irish Times won it last year?
Yes, they did. Tommy was up there with Oliver and Yanni and Ken Abdi, I believe, that was the four of them last year.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was like, you know, you kind of get to that point during the match or during the game where you kind of know if you're in competition and you kind of like can go for it then. I think we kind of by about halfway round, we knew we weren't kind of going to play, so just really enjoyed it. And it is a lovely place. Obviously, Laguna Golf, they do a great job as well. I'm sure you want to big them up as well, Mark.
Oh, yeah, Paul and Christo, they do a fantastic job, as well as the guys that are operationally looking after the event for me, Chris and Kay from Four Management. They do a fantastic job because I'm working away overseas and they kind of put it all together and I just turn up and make sure it's happening. That's all I do.
Yeah, brilliant. Get it done for you. But you are going to be back for the event again this year, Mark?
Yeah, I fly back from Oman. I arrive on the 2nd of April. The competition starts on the 3rd, and then we have another event on the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Excellent. Is that the Phuket Oilfield?
Yeah, that's the Phuket Oilfield Classic.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully we'll talk about that again at some other point. But for anyone who's listening right now, it's happening the 3rd of April at Laguna Golf Phuket. It's a brilliant event. I've been bigging it up sort of on the Drive program quite a few times already because I think it's well worth getting involved in if you love golf and you love a good time. And also, we've not mentioned yet as well, it's for a good cause, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, it's for the Children's First Fund again. We're just going to keep on continuing to raise funds for them because they do a great job for all the orphaned kids. And I don't know if you've seen some pictures from last year, but the big food display that they managed to get with the money that we raised, I think it was 200,000 roughly last year. So let's hope we can raise that and more again this year for them.
Yeah, brilliant. I think that's very respectable and well done for doing that, Mark, and to you and all the team at asean-events.com and also, of course, Four Management, who are helping run it as well. And everyone, all the sponsors, I think it's brilliant. Well, Mark, thank you for taking some time. I'm sure you need to go and get some organisation done. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us and we'll see you on the 3rd of April.
All right, buddy. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Mark. That's Mark Cameron, the organiser of this year's hospitality and every year's hospitality golf challenge happening at Laguna Golf Phuket, 3rd of April. If you love golf and a good time, make sure you go there.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.